This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
It's 8:05, 75 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms for the afternoon, 50-50 chance of rain, high today about 90, warm and muggy all weekend. A Chapel Hill woman faces murder charges after a man died on Wednesday night at the Brookside Condominiums on Hillsborough Street, but a member of the condo's board of directors says it's an incident that should have been avoided. WCHL's Rand Northam has the story.
Michelle Denise McClinton has been charged with first-degree murder in the death of her husband, Darren Maurice Dye. The victim's sister, who lives in the G3 unit of Brookside where the alleged murder took place, said the couple was out on the porch and seemingly getting along when McClinton came inside.
I don't know what the situation went on between them two out there, and so they came back in the house. And next thing I know, I thought she would in the kitchen get a cup, pour some beer in there. Next thing I know, I turned around, and he was sitting by the door. I didn't even know she had the knife till I looked up, and that's when she... poked him. She poked him and he just fell out on the floor.
She said the incident was a surprise.
I don't think she mean to do it.
Police responded to the reported assault at 529 Hillsborough Street shortly after 10 o'clock. According to the police, Dye suffered stab wounds and was pronounced dead at the scene. The next door neighbor in G4, Erica Allant, said she wasn't home during the time of the incident.
Last night we came home and there were cop cars outside. But it wasn't too unusual, and there was no screaming or anything going on of that nature. And we just went to bed like normal, and we woke up this morning and found out what was going on.
However, she said she wasn't surprised with the outcome.
We've been complaining for probably 5 to 6 months to the organization to have them removed because they provide an unsafe environment. We have complaints constantly. They're always screaming. We've had to call the cops on numerous occasions.
She told WCHL she has been and continues to be concerned for her safety. G3 is one of multiple units at Brookside managed by CASA, a Raleigh-based housing management company. Eric Plow is on the board of directors at Brookside. He said this unit has a history of problems.
We have made numerous complaints about the fighting, the yelling, the screaming, the disruptions that occur over there all the time for months, and nothing ever gets done.
Plow confirmed that there are other units at Brookside that are managed by CASA, but Allant said she hasn't had problems with them. Chief Operating Officer at CASA, Mary Jean Seda, said the managing company first made sure that the tenant of the property, the victim's sister, was safe and is working with Chapel Hill Police in the investigation.
We've been in the development and property management business for 21 years, and an incident like this has never occurred in one of our properties at all.
Plow said this is not the first time the G3 unit has had an issue.
The tenants before this current one, same thing. We made numerous complaints for months and months and months. Nothing ever got done. Neighbors are terrorized. Neighbors complain. We get so many complaints. We pass them on to CASA. Nothing ever happens.
And Plow said he's frustrated with the ongoing situation.
Your tax dollars and my tax dollars are supporting HUD, Housing and Urban Development, and HUD hires CASA to manage their money, to distribute their money. I don't have any problem with CASA renting to disadvantaged people or people low on their luck. But when people start disrupting and terrorizing the neighborhoods, and CASA will not take action, decisive action, to resolve the problem, that's when I have a problem.
According to the North Carolina Department of Corrections website, Dye had a long history of convictions for assault on women dating back to 1997. Plow shared a number of emails from tenants as well as correspondence to the housing management company. You can read some of those emails by viewing this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
All of Tar Heel Nation has good reason to celebrate this morning. Carolina basketball coaching legend Dean Smith has been chosen to get the Presidential Medal of Freedom. The UNC Patriarch will be awarded the medal at a time and date to be announced by the White House. President Barack Obama is a self-described sucker for the Tar Heels. That's a special way to honor the deserving coach and humanitarian for all he has meant to the sport and the country. On the court, Smith won two national basketball championships, and when he retired, he was the winningest coach in college basketball history. But it's a humble man's work away from the sport that truly set him apart and deemed Smith worthy of the United States' highest civilian honor. taking a stand at a time period when many high-profile figures simply sat on the sidelines. Smith used his position to advocate for civil rights here in Chapel Hill. In fact, Smith recruited UNC's first black scholarship athlete, Charlie Scott, and helped in Chapel Hill's desegregation process back in the 1960s. Many players called Dean Smith a second father. His leadership of these young men led to an impressive 96% graduation rate. And, of course, in the Carolina basketball family, they all stay in touch. That is a Dean Smith tradition. Coach Roy Williams, a very prominent member of that family, spoke out about Coach Smith yesterday. He issued a statement. He said, "I'm happy for his family and friends and appreciative to President Obama for this just recognition." Coach Smith made enormous contributions, not only to basketball, but he built a first-class program that positively impacted our society and community in many ways. Everyone who loves college and ACC basketball and the University of North Carolina is indebted. But more than basketball, it was his social conscience that has left even greater marks in our society and will be paying dividends for generations. Again, that's from a statement from Dean Smith. Coming up at the bottom of the hour here on WCHL, we're going to talk to former Carolina basketball star Phil Ford on the legacy of Dean Smith. More than 1.7 million North Carolina residents will see less food assistance beginning in November. WCHL's Aaron Keck has the story.
The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, formerly known as food stamps, saw an increase in benefits provided back in 2009. But in November, that increase will expire, leading to a reduction of $29 per month for a family of three. Devin Ross is a community organizer with Orange County Justice United, says the reduction in SNAP benefits is one of the many challenges facing people living in poverty.
Families living in poverty in Orange County are getting increasingly squeezed. I think that cuts to SNAP will increase in general the financial pressures that everybody's already facing.
Justice United is a community power organization. They conducted a series of talks with Orange County residents this spring to find the biggest issues in people's lives. Ross says Justice United received more than 600 responses, finding that people are most concerned about affordable housing, unemployment, and public transportation.
We do have a transit system, of course, but one that's often more geared towards students than toward working people, and that's a real problem for people who can't afford a car.
According to the U.S. Census, the poverty rate in Orange County from 2007 to 2011 was 16.9%. Ross says this, coupled with unemployment for lower-income residents, leads to poor treatment.
A lot of instances of day laborers having their wages stolen or working in unsafe environments. We've got people who are falling through the cracks.
In addition to the reduction in SNAP benefits, the U.S. House is also considering a $40 billion cut in that program. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 8:13. Coming up, we'll tell you about the Board of Governors at UNC. They're meeting again today. And President Barack Obama trying to do something about student loans. Those stories on the way. Time for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda, South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Things have been moving along pretty smoothly this morning as far as the traffic is concerned. Rand Northam keeping a very close eye on it. Some of the usual delays this morning, but nothing really out of the ordinary. If you spot anything we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. Right now, everything's moving along okay. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace with the best tasting fountain drinks in town made with 100% filtered water served at 34 degrees. Guaranteed to taste great. Cruiser's, good to go. 76 degrees in Chapel Hill, 75 in Carborough, also 75 in Hillsboro. Mostly cloudy. Chance of showers and thunderstorms for the afternoon. Our high today about 90. Chance of rain is 50-50. Now, tonight, more of the same with the low around 72. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 70% chance of rain, maybe showers, maybe thunderstorms, probably in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, low 70. Still, big chance of rain. Then on Sunday, a 70% chance of rain continuing, showers and or thunderstorms, and our high in the afternoon, about 88 degrees. So the same kind of warm, muggy weather all weekend.
Our name is WCH. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world. with instantly live streaming. You can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
WCHL News Time, 8:15. Undergraduate students enrolled at the state's 16 public universities, UNC Chapel Hill included, will likely have a reason to rejoice for the 2014-2015 school year. UNC System President Tom Ross said yesterday he hopes to freeze tuition costs for in-state students after a decade of steady increases. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
Ross told members of the UNC System's Board of Governors at a Thursday budget meeting, quote, "I think it is time for us to step back and not increase tuition. It's going to be a struggle because we have received another budget cut this year, but we have to figure out how we can be more efficient and how we can absorb these cuts," end quote. As part of the General Assembly's two-year budget plan, cuts to the UNC system will be substantial. The spending plan allocates $126.5 million less than what was projected as needed to maintain last year's operating levels, according to the Associated Press. Charles Peruse, Chief Operating Officer for the UNC system, recapped the 2013 legislative session, which many criticized for the cuts made to education, writing, quote, "We have had a number of victories in Raleigh, but many of the victories were made from playing defense."
Biggest wins were taking less of a reduction than we've seen over the past few years. Our net cut is about 2.5% this year. But if you look at the big reductions we took in 2011-13 timeframe, those were close to a 13% reduction. And so we fared far better this year, and we're very thankful for that.
Carolina has taken approximately $235 million in total state cuts since 2008. Peruse counted other successes in areas like fewer line item cuts for significant management flexibility and also retaining UNC's IT exemption fund.
We kept management flexibility in information technology and human resources, which is real important for us to meet student demands in the IT area, as well as being able to recruit and retain important faculty.
A funding cut that Peruse said was very disappointing was the loss of $15 million in appropriations for the UNC School of Medicine.
By way of background, that appropriation on a recurring basis used to be about $46 million 5 years ago. And as the recession hit and revenues got tight, that $46 million has been whittled down. And this $15 million reduction was the remaining recurring portion, and it eliminates that totally.
Though much of the focus was on in-state students, Peruse said out-of-state students may catch a break in the 2014-2015 school year as well.
The legislature did include some built-in non-resident tuition increases next year, 12.3% on four campuses and 6% on the other campuses. But I think there's going to be further discussion about whether we want to try to get those tuition increases eliminated or reduced going forward.
Tuition changes for the 2014-2015 school year won't be finalized until this February. A noteworthy audience member at Thursday's budget discussion was UNC Chancellor Carol Folt. The board added 15 new members earlier in the day. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The full UNC Board of Governors is meeting today. They will start at 9 o'clock this morning, and they're expected to vote on budget allocations for the 17 universities in the UNC system. The White House says President Obama will sign a bill today to lower the cost of borrowing for millions of students around the country. The bipartisan bill has been awaiting Obama's signature since earlier this month when the House gave it final congressional approval after a drawn-out process to reach a compromise in the Senate. The bill links student loan interest rates to the financial markets. It would offer lower rates for most students now, but higher ones down the line if the economy improves as expected. White House spokesman Jay Carney says the president will sign the bill in a ceremony at the White House today. He says in the coming months, Obama will lay out an aggressive plan to reduce cost for college students. WCHL News Time, 8:19. And championship sports on the way next. In fact, let's talk about the Tar Heels. It is time now for Carolina football season. Less than 3 weeks away, Tar Heels open up the season down at South Carolina on August 29th. Carolina's junior tight end Eric Ebron says he's not worried about facing South Carolina's famed defensive star Jadeveon Clowney in the Tar Heels opener. He's not going around talking about the guy. People just keep asking him the question. As UNC's preseason training camp rolls along, more and more attention is shifting to this huge showdown between the two Carolinas on August 29th. Ebron appears to not be intimidated by the looming confrontation with preseason Heisman hopeful Jadeveon Clowney.
I'm really not worried about it. I'm not saying it to be sarcastic. I'm not saying it to be disrespectful, but I'm not. I mean, he's just another player. Everyone else talks about hype. I've played against him in the South Carolina, North Carolina Shrine Bowl game. He is who he is. I am who I am. So, you know, once he lines up against me, it's just the battle of tight end versus defensive man.
Ebron says lining up wide is a comfortable spot for him on the field.
You know, I love the lineup wide. I'm unstoppable out wide. I say that with all due respect.
Why does Ebron claim he's unstoppable? Well, according to Ebron, a combination of factors play into it.
My speed, my athleticism, my strength. It's hard to find someone that has all of those combination of skills in one body.
High expectations from himself and from everyone else for this upcoming Carolina football season. In year two under head coach Larry Fedora, Eric Ebron says he's noticed the familiarity has brought with it more personal accountability and higher expectations for all of his Tar Heel teammates.
I see Fedora pressures the team to be 10 times better than we did last year. I see Fedora pressuring the players that he know can take the team to be better than last year. You just see a whole lot different coach, and then that translates over to a whole lot different players on the football field.
Again, that is starting tight end Eric Ebron of Carolina. The Tar Heels open up the season against the Gamecocks August 29th. That is the Thursday night game. It is the first day of the college football season, and of course you'll hear it in all the coverage leading up to it right here on WCHL. The NCAA is getting out of the memorabilia business. NCAA President Mark Emmert said yesterday it would stop the practice immediately after reports this week that team jerseys and other items linked to individual schools could be found on its own website by searching for specific player names. The NCAA is being sued by former players and a handful of current college players in federal court over the use of athlete images and likenesses. And just this past week, ESPN reported that the NCAA is investigating Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Manziel, better known as Johnny Football, for allegedly being paid to sign memorabilia, which, if it's true, could jeopardize his eligibility as a violation of NCAA amateurism rules. Emmert said the commercial site won't be completely removed because there's still a market for generic NCAA apparel. He said the NCAA had hired another company to run the site, shopncaasports.com. Mark Lewis, NCAA's executive vice president for championships and alliances, also issued a statement saying university merchandise would not be offered either. To read more on this story, including quotes from Emmert and Lewis, you can check it out on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Now, new security measures await fans entering Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte to watch the Carolina Panthers in their preseason opener tonight. The Charlotte Observer is reporting that when fans show up for tonight's game, they will encounter new policies being put into effect in the wake of the bombings at the Boston Marathon back in April. The new rules are designed to protect fans and speed up security lines. Under the new rules, only clear plastic or clear vinyl bags no larger than 12 inches by 6 inches by 12 inches will be allowed. Sealable plastic bags are okay, as are foam seat pads without zippers, clasps, or compartments. NFL Chief Security Officer Jeffrey Miller said fans regularly asked him to speed up the security process, and the new policy ought to take care of that. WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Coach Dean Smith will be honored for his true greatness. This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. News leaked out Thursday that President Barack Obama will bestow the nation's greatest civilian award, the Medal of Freedom, on beloved former basketball coach Dean Smith. For all of the games and championships Smith has won, for all of the innovations he brought to basketball, and all of the professional stars he shepherded along, Smith's true greatness came off the court and away from the game. He was a giant humanitarian. Before Smith ever cut down his first net as a coach, he had made his mark in Chapel Hill by standing up for the nuclear ban and sitting down with an African-American student in a restaurant where that had never happened before. He helped integrate the Old Pines while he was still a Frank McGuire assistant, not because he was trying to draw attention to himself. It was the right thing to do. He had seen racial injustice since his childhood in Kansas, where his father and coach Alfred risked his job to integrate high school basketball in that state. Smith did the same at UNC, where he recruited and signed Charlie Scott as the first African-American scholarship athlete to play for any Tar Heel team. Total integration followed slowly but surely, and Smith went on to coach multicultural teams as his career exploded. And how he looked after his players as students and then as productive members of society is as big a part of his legacy as the Scotts, Fords, Worthies, and Jordans he sent to the NBA. He hated the spotlight for himself and always stepped away to give credit where he thought credit was due. We all know that Coach Smith now lives in seclusion, as a progressive form of dementia has robbed him of a razor-sharp mind and the golden memories of a Hall of Fame career. But his illness cannot shade his accomplishments and his status as one of the country's most caring public figures. My everlasting image will be of him biting his lip in front of the media, later explaining that, "What I say is the truth, but I'm not always saying everything I'm thinking." That would have been a mouthful because Dean Smith was always thinking way ahead to the next game or next cause. That he has joined Aaron, Arnie, Ollie, Ash, Billie Jean, Robinson, Russell, and Wooden, among other giants, is just perfect company for Coach Dean Smith. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Thanks, Art. Very well done. Can't say enough good things about Dean Smith, who was a genius in basketball, and some things were even more important to him. And just a great guy. Just really happy for that honor. 826 at WCHL. August is here. I'm feeling generous. All month long, I'm giving away gift cards to some of your favorite local restaurants. And we will run it down for you, tell you about our latest winner coming up right after this.
He scores! Big news for Canes fans. Diamonds Direct Crabtree has been selected as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. Hey, it's John Forsler, play-by-play voice of the Canes. Very excited to make this announcement. Our staff, coaches, and players join me in inviting you to celebrate this fantastic new partnership with the Triangle's premier jewelry destination. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is the obvious choice for this honor. No other jewelry store even comes close in diamond selection, quality, or value. Anyone getting engaged in the Triangle knows Diamonds Direct dominates the bridal jewelry market. But it's more than just business. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is a great corporate citizen. They're always helping out area charities, getting involved in worthy causes. At the Hurricanes, we partner with quality companies and quality people. And that's why Diamonds Direct Crabtree was chosen. So join me in celebrating as we welcome Diamonds Direct Crabtree as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming Steakhouse.
It's the most anticipated event of the year for Triangle executives and management teams, the 5th Annual North Carolina CEO Forum, a business leadership event designed to stimulate new ideas you can put to work in your company. This year's theme is Innovation Across the Organization, with featured speakers General Colin Powell and John Chambers, CEO of Cisco Systems. The NC CEO Forum takes place August 22nd at North Ridge Country Club. Go to nccEOforum.com to see a full list of speakers and to request an invitation to the event. That's nccEOforum.com.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green, sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
It's August, gift card mania month at WCHL. Every weekday morning, I'm giving away a gift card to one of our favorite restaurants, Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, Squid, Spanky's, Pedro Grill, Mez, Glass Half Full, Elmo's Diner, Bun's, Dickie's Barbecue Pit, 411 West. All you got to do is visit WCHL's Facebook contest page and submit your entry anytime during the month of August. Today's winner is Pilar Palacios of Chapel Hill. Pilar Palacios is a winner. I'm going to reach in this great big glass bowl and pull out one of our little slips of paper designating a special gift card. I'll tell you where it is, what it's for, and how much it's for. $50 gift certificate to Bun's. A $50 gift card to Bun's goes to Pilar Palacios, our latest winner in the gift card mania. Now, go to our Facebook page, WCHL, and get entered to win, and then listen. We'll have another winner for you on Monday morning.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, ourlocaldeal.com. 2, enter your email address. And 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit ourlocaldeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like ourlocaldeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Elmo's Diner. The fun never stops at Elmo's Diner with shakes, burgers, and high chairs for small fries. Elmo's Diner, Carmel Mall in Carborough. Mostly cloudy today, starting out 74 degrees right now. Chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today, about 90. Chance of rain is 50-50. Then tonight, still 50% chance of rain, below 72. And the same kind of weather over the entire weekend. So warm and muggy.
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24-7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. 26 homes destroyed in Southern California from that wildfire about 90 miles east of L.A. 500 more homes are threatened. Some evacuees had to work fast.
I'm packing up critical things, things that can't be replaced.
1,800 people have been told to get to a safer area. Cal Fire spokesman Daniel Berlant.
If this fire continues to grow and it does shift direction, it definitely could require additional evacuation.
As fire crews work to clear brush by hand, CBS's Ben Tracy says those on the line still face a major challenge, the wind blowing in their faces.
Gusty winds are definitely going to complicate the firefight here today for firefighters. Just as they were starting to get a handle on this blaze, it's now 20% contained. Now, this fire began Wednesday afternoon. It has now burned 14,000 acres here in mostly mountain towns.
1,400 firefighters and 9 helicopters are working the flames in the San Jacinto Mountains. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832, 75 degrees in Chapel Hill, WCHL, I'm Ron Stutz. Phil Ford standing by. We're talking to him about legendary basketball coach Dean Smith. A Chapel Hill woman faces murder charges after a man died Wednesday night at the Brookside Condominiums on Hillsborough Street. But a member of the condo's board of directors says it's an incident that should have been avoided. WCHL's Rand Northam has the story.
Michelle Denise McClinton has been charged with first-degree murder in the death of her husband, Darren Maurice Dye. The victim's sister, who lives in the G3 unit of Brookside where the alleged murder took place, said the couple was out on the porch and seemingly getting along when McClinton came inside.
I don't know what the situation that went on between them two out there. And so they came back in the house. And next thing I know, I thought she would in the kitchen get a cup, pour some beer in there. Next thing I know, I turned around, and he was sitting by the door. I didn't even know she had the knife till I looked up. And that's when she, poked him. She poked him, and he just fell out on the floor.
She said the incident was a surprise.
I don't think she mean to do it.
Police responded to the reported assault at 529 Hillsborough Street shortly after 10 o'clock. According to the police, Dye suffered stab wounds and was pronounced dead at the scene. The next-door neighbor in G4, Erica Allant, said she wasn't home during the time of the incident.
Last night we came home and there were cop cars outside, but it wasn't too unusual and there was no screaming or anything going on of that nature. And we just went to bed like normal and we woke up this morning and found out what was going on.
However, she said she wasn't surprised with the outcome.
We've been complaining for probably 5 to 6 months to the organization to have them removed because they provide an unsafe environment. We have complaints constantly. They're always screaming. We've had to call the cops on numerous occasions.
She told WCHL she has been and continues to be concerned for her safety. G3 is one of multiple units at Brookside managed by CASA, a Raleigh-based housing management company. Eric Plow is on the board of directors at Brookside. He said this unit has a history of problems.
We have made numerous complaints about the fighting, the yelling, the screaming, the disruptions, that occur over there all the time for months, and nothing ever gets done.
That is Rand Northam with that story. You can read more about it on our website at chapelboro.com. 834 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. All of Tar Heel Nation is celebrating today because Carolina basketball coaching legend Dean Smith has been chosen to get the Presidential Medal of Freedom. It will be presented by President Barack Obama. He says it's a special way to honor the deserving coach and humanitarian for all he has meant to the sport and to the country. One of Dean Smith's best-known players, Phil Ford, is with us this morning. And Phil, first of all, thanks for being with us. I know that this is a topic you would love to talk about all day.
Well, I think everyone knows how much Coach Smith means to me, and I just think it's a tremendous honor for a tremendous person, not only the greatest basketball coach, but one of the greatest people I've ever known in my life.
Well, he was innovative. He took advantage of the rules in every way possible, in a good way, created the Four Corners offense. You, of course, the most famous person for running that Four Corners offense. Phil, I can still, my most enduring image of you as a player is coming down the court holding up four fingers.
I just did what Coach told me to do, that's all.
And you did it so well. But let's talk about, everybody knows what a great basketball coach Dean Smith was at Carolina. But let's talk about Dean Smith, the man. He was such a humanitarian. And first of all, talk about how much he meant to you and the other players.
Well, he just, as I said before, I think he would have been successful had he chose any other career, just the type of person that he is. When we left school, he was, he knew our families, he knew our kids, he stayed in contact with us, he would do anything he possibly could our entire lives to, help us. We were just more than basketball players to him. He treated us as total human beings. As a matter of fact, I've told the story many times that one of the first times Coach Smith came to talk to me in Rocky Mount, he told me that I may have to play JV basketball. And you remember, Ron, back then most schools had JV teams, and every other coach was telling me that I would start and play a whole lot, and Coach never promised me that I'd even play a lot. And that's when I think my mom, kind of fell in love with Coach Smith, because, she said that he cares for you. He's not going to put a lot of pressure on you, and he's not being dishonest to the players that are there at his school. So, he's just been a tremendous friend, and I can't think of a more deserving American to receive this award than Coach Smith.
Many players have called Dean Smith a second father. His leadership his leadership of all these young men over the years led to an impressive 96% graduation rate for his program, and I think that is really remarkable. He ran really what was the model program.
Well, he always thought that if a young man came to our school and stayed in school 4 years and didn't graduate, that we weren't allowing him the best opportunity for his life. So, we tried to stay on them, to make sure that they stayed in their books and studied and got their work.
Well, those of us who know Coach Smith, and certainly someone like you who knows him so well, you realize all the things that he has done for our society in general. And I know that as an adult, you look back on it and you think, gosh, all those things were wonderful. I mean, I'm talking about civil rights and all the things he did to make strides in those areas. You probably didn't realize the significance of all that when you were here as a student, but I know that looking back on it, you certainly do.
It's a funny story. Charlie Scott was the first African-American athlete to play at a predominantly white institution below the Mason-Dixon line, and one of the first times Coach and I were talking, he asked me who my favorite player was, and I said Charlie Scott. And I never thought of it. And Coach Smith, in his humor, said, well, maybe you like it because he's the only one out there that looks like you. I thought that was so funny when he said that, But, that was groundbreaking back then. And, had it not been for Charlie Scott, James Worthy, Walter Davis, Michael Jordan, myself, a lot of us wouldn't have had the opportunity to come to North Carolina. So we would ever be grateful for Coach Smith and Charlie.
I think back to all those times when he stepped up and got involved and used his position to further not only civil rights, but also his standing up against the death penalty and various other social causes. The man has made a real difference in all of our lives.
I think so. And he's, you know, I always remember, if he believed in something, he believed in it. And that's just like, if he told you something, you could count on that. And when you can say that about a person, that says a lot.
When you look back over all the influence he has had on your life, I mean, it's almost like a tether or a leash for everybody who, you know, plays basketball at Carolina under Dean Smith to come back here from time to time. Some of the guys live here. It's had a really strong influence on you, no matter where you've been, hasn't it?
Well, there haven't been many major decisions that I've made in my life that I haven't talked to him about. And he's always there for me. He's always been there for me. And as I said, I consider him a dear friend. And I guess I'm blessed to have had the opportunity to play for him and develop that friendship.
Phil, I'm thinking about, you know, some of our younger listeners. Certainly they know, you know, about your career. But, I mean, you were playing in the late 70s and early 80s. And looking back on him as a coach and as a man, how would you sum up Dean Smith and the influence he's had, not only in the University of North Carolina, but on each individual's life?
It's been extremely positive. You know, I think the way that he lived, it was really interesting. He didn't preach a lot. You know, there weren't a lot of sermons. We knew that he was a very spiritual guy. We knew how competitive he was, but he never made it like a win or die situation for us, that winning was the only thing. You had to win. That was the only thing that mattered. Well, I will say, I take that back. What's in the list, but that's a different interview. But here at North Carolina, you know, basketball was important, but, you know, sometimes he'd say, you know, there are a lot of Chinese people that don't even know we're playing tonight. I think if he thought the team was uptight or something, you know, and he kept things in perspective. I should say he kept life in perspective as well as anyone I've ever known.
That's an amazing tribute, Phil. I know the man has meant so much to you over the years, and we knew that you would leap at the chance to talk about Coach Smith and what he's meant to the Carolina basketball program, to the university, and to all of us. And we thank you for spending some time with us this morning.
It's always good to talk to you too, Ron John.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you again soon.
Okay,
that is, he's a legend himself, Phil Ford, talking about Coach Dean Smith, who will get the Presidential Medal of Freedom, presented by President Barack Obama, very soon, date and time to be announced. Quite an honor, but it's entirely appropriate. It's 8:42 at WCHL. And coming up next, Wes Hare says there's another controversial bus ad coming, and he talks about it on today's commentary.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
You wouldn't start a new addition to your home without the right tools. And if you're growing your small business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business growth toolkit that includes posters, flyers, brochures, a large retractable banner, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business growth toolkit today at the UPS stores. Your go-to source for your to-do list.
The University Stores on Fordham Boulevard, next to the Chapel Hill University Inn, Meadowmont, and Chapel Hill North.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. You know, Kit, a lot of people look at buying or selling a house as a competition where there is a clear winner and a clear loser.
I know what you mean, but in my experience...
And that would be vast.
The best deals are the ones where the sellers feel they didn't get quite enough and the buyers are sure they paid a little too much.
So not like the sleazeball in the tailored suit on Bravo's million-dollar listing, the one who says, you haven't done anything right until someone wants you dead. Geez, at Franklin Street Realty, our agents simply do not let ego get in the way. In fact, the men were selected for low testosterone levels.
Oh, Sammy, don't sell yourself short. The truth is, you don't have to read The Art of War to be a good negotiator. You need focus, experience, and flexibility, what you get from our agents. Plus, even the talking heads have come around to our position. There has never been a better time to buy a house, period.
Lower asking prices, lower interest rates, a lot to choose from. Find your new house at franklinstreetrealty.com.
Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
You fell in love with her on your first date. That dinner at the Greek restaurant that lasted for 3 hours. Your waiter could tell something special was happening. He kept smiling, bringing you water and coffee long after your plates had been cleared. And at the end of those 3 hours, well, this was way different from anything you'd ever felt before. She was different. At night's end, you wondered if she was the one for you. Today, you know she is, and you realize that she's yours for the asking. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. When you are ready to ask her to share forever with you, come see us. We have the rings, from classics to contemporary, vintage to custom. We have the diamonds, from round to princess to cushion cut. And we will take the time you need to help you find the ring that is perfect for the asking. And then it's on to the moment that you have been imagining, and so has she. Grimble Jewelers, she's yours for the asking. Grimble Jewelers, corner of Elliott and Franklin.
Well, we got a chance to hear our conversation with Phil Ford about Carolina coaching legend Dean Smith a few minutes ago. If you didn't, it'll be on our website later on at chapelboro.com. We also will have an interview on there with Arch Hansky and Aaron Keck talking about him. And of course, Arch Hansky's sports notebook, Dean Smith, is the focus today. Dean Smith, still living here in Chapel Hill and being honored by the president, Barack Obama, very soon with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. He's been called the second father by so many people, and just a model Carolina basketball program under Dean Smith. There is an amazing coaching tree, just an amazing family of young men connected with him over the years and their families, his family, etc. And we all pay a tribute to him today. It's 8:46 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz.
And now WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wes Hare. After 1 year, the Salam Shalom and U.S. military aid to Israel bus ad is coming down. Our contract will expire. It created a big kerfuffle, as y'all may recall. Now comes another bus ad from Voice for Israel. Their chair states that the Salam Shalom bus ad denied Israel's right to defend itself. That is not the case and patently absurd. The U.S. Arms Export Control Act states that the United States may stop aid to countries which use U.S. military assistance for purposes other than legitimate self-defense. How does legitimate self-defense possibly be construed to include providing aggressive attack weapons such as fighter bombers, attack helicopters, sophisticated air-to-ground missiles, as well as some of the most powerful bombs in the world? Israel's consistent claim of self-defense should be questioned. In the great majority of cases, is Israel the attacked or the attacker? Is Israel the defender or the aggressor? Are most of these conflicts fought on Israeli territory or Palestinian territory? Who is the pursued and who is the pursuer? Does continually violating international laws and UN resolutions speak of Israeli self-defense? Does being the only nuclear-armed nation in the conflict speak of Israel's self-defense? The example could go on and on, illustrating the absurdity of Israel claiming that it is only exercising its right to defend itself. As intelligent and compassionate human beings, we should open our eyes to the truth that it is the Palestinians, rather than the Israelis, who need to be concerned about self-defense. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT.
What You're Saying on the Street.
I'm Michael Pepich. A bill in the state legislature would allow police officers and other rescue workers to break into cars to retrieve dogs left inside if they feel it is at risk. We hit the streets to find out what you think.
Sherry Duncan, Leesburg. I think that's a good idea.
I live in Chapel Hill. My name's Don Rourke. Yes, most everybody is a dog lover is going to want to try to save the dog. I've had dogs, and I'm not one that would like to see one die in a car.
Susan Evans, Chapel Hill. I think it's probably an okay idea.
Christine in Durham. Oh, I think that's reasonable. I think as long as the public is informed about the law and what the policy is, then I think that that should be something that should be enforced.
What do you think about police and firefighters being allowed allowed to break into a car to retrieve dogs.
Catherine Williams from Chapel Hill.
I think that's fine if it saves lives.
My name is Rodolfo Galvin. I live in Durham. I guess if the windows are all rolled up, then yeah, I guess that would require the dog to get out, and I think they'd have complete permission to break the dog out of the car.
My name is Jean Lemkow from Chapel Hill. Well, I think it's crazy that people leave their animals in jeopardy, and I think we have some responsibility to be responsive to the needs of all creatures, not just people creatures.
Jillian, and I live in Chapel Hill.
I think it's great. I don't think people should leave their dogs in their cars. I have a dog, and I wouldn't leave my dog in the car. I mean, maybe windows crack for a minute or two, but it's inhumane to leave your dog in the car. It gets really hot in there.
That's what you're saying on the street. A 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT, managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at IGotFixed.com.
He scores! Big news for Canes fans. Diamonds Direct Crabtree has been selected as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. Hey, it's John Forslund, play-by-play voice of the Canes. Very excited to make this announcement. Our staff, coaches, and players join me in inviting you to celebrate this fantastic new partnership with the Triangle's premier jewelry destination. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is the obvious choice for this honor. No other jewelry store even comes close in diamond selection, quality, or value. Anyone getting engaged in the Triangle knows Diamonds Direct dominates the bridal jewelry market. But it's more than just business. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is a great corporate citizen. They're always helping out area charities and getting involved in worthy causes. At the Hurricanes, we partner with quality companies and quality people. And that's why Diamonds Direct Crabtree was chosen. So join me in celebrating as we welcome Diamonds Direct Crabtree as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming Steakhouse.
Time for school means time for school sports to begin. If your child needs a sports physical to play, UNC Family Medicine is here for you. UNC Family Medicine can get you in and out quickly so your young athlete can get back to the field. You'll be cared for by the same physicians and staff that work with UNC teams and the Chapel Hill Carborough High School teams. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
851 at WCHL. You remember Wayne Pond's word of the day from last hour? About an hour ago. Tell me the word, spell it correctly, and define it. It would help if you could pronounce it because we weren't really sure how it was supposed to be pronounced. But if you can call right now and give me the answers to those questions, I'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. And the number to call, 919-929-WCHL.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think about it. Is there anything better than a lobster dinner? Fresh, tender, succulent lobster? For lobster lovers everywhere, the answer is obvious. No. Now imagine your delicious fresh Maine lobster served with a side of perfectly whipped mashed potatoes and the world's best hush puppies. You deserve a lobster. And here's the good news. Your lobster dinner is waiting for you at Squid's tonight.
Squid's Restaurant and Oyster Bar. And don't forget, lobsters are on special every Monday night.
You wouldn't start a new addition to your home without the right tools. And if you're growing your small business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business growth toolkit that includes posters, flyers, brochures, a large retractable banner, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business growth toolkit today at the UPS stores, your go-to source for your to-do list.
The UPS stores at Meadowmont, Chapel Hill North, and on Fordham Boulevard, next to the Chapel Hill University Inn.
Hello, I'm Robbie Oakes, senior mortgage banker with Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. As a Chapel Hill native and a UNC grad, I am proud to work with the only locally owned mortgage bank in Chapel Hill. Home mortgage interest rates remain at historic lows. Whether you're looking to purchase the home of your dreams or simply looking to refinance your existing mortgage, Corporate Investors and I are here to help you every step of the way. Call us at 929-6116 or visit us on the web at CIMGINC.com. Go Heal.
We know your phone is smart, but how about your socks? Not sure? Then head back to school with Great Outdoor Provision Company, where Smart Wool PhD socks are now buy two, get one free. Also, find great deals on selected footwear, canoes, and kayaks. Great Outdoor Provision Company, North Carolina's authentic outdoor expert, located at Eastgate Shopping Center, Chapel Hill. GreatOutdoorProvision.com.
Hey, thanks for all the phone calls this morning. And Florine Funk of Chapel Hill got in here first with a correct answer. Wayne Pond's word of the day is embonpoint. That is a French word. It looks like, if you just look at it on the surface, it looks like embonpoint. That's not the way you pronounce it, though. It has a French pronunciation, embonpoint, or something like that. I'm not really sure. All about being plump. That's what it means. Florine Funk is our winner today. Congratulations, Florine. Thanks for listening. Wayne will be back with another word for you on Monday morning on WCHL, as in every other weekday. And thank you very much, Florine Funk. Congratulations. 8:55 at WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Mary Jane Nerdlinger is Director of Policy and Strategic Initiatives for the town of Chapel Hill. She was very instrumental in the Chapel Hill 2020 process as well. One of the things she enjoys most is just dealing with people.
We get a lot of different types of people coming into our planning processes, and I think one of the parts that I enjoy the most is when they learn from each other. So you have people who share different perspectives. We have lots of folks who've been here a long time. They have a really vested interest in the community. We have lots of new coming to town. Some of those young people are ones who we see in our processes as well. And then we have the kids. One of the things I learned during our 2020 process is that we have a really young community. 73% of our community is under the age of 25. And so that says a lot about who we're planning for and who the future should really be about. And it's exciting.
Mary Jane Nerdlinger is today's WCHL hometown hero for her total dedication to the town of Chapel Hill and for all those extra hours she put in during 2020.
There's a lot of experience in the community. Then there's a lot of enthusiasm that actually spans all age groups. And so it's exciting. People really talk to each other and they share their dreams for what they want their neighborhood to be or a part of town. And that's where the best ideas really come out.
And Mary Jane says people are passionate about their ideas here in Chapel Hill.
One of the exciting things about being in a community that has a university and sort of that intellectual curiosity, people bring all kinds of passion and they bring a lot of knowledge. And I think sometimes it's frustrating when people feel like there are conflicts or other opinions that they don't necessarily share. But again, it goes back to that listening and having that chance to really interact with each other in the long run.
If you'd like to get more involved in Chapel Hill, Mary Jane has a few suggestions.
I would suggest that people take a little time to explore the town's website. It's a really great resource. We have a lot of news releases about things that are happening right now. And the e-news newsletter is a great way to receive information about things that are of interest to you. And that'll start to give you a sense of what's happening. And then the staff is always happy to help.
Mary Jane Nerdlinger would like everybody who lives here to be involved. She's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
He scores!
Big news for Canes fans. Diamonds Direct Crabtree has been selected as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. Hey, it's John Forza, play-by-play voice of the Canes. Very excited to make this announcement. Our staff, coaches, and players join me in inviting you to celebrate this fantastic new partnership with the Triangle's premier jewelry destination. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is the obvious choice for this honor. No other jewelry store even comes close in diamond selection, quality, or value. Anyone getting engaged in the Triangle knows Diamonds Direct dominates the bridal jewelry market. But it's more than just business. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is a great corporate citizen. They're always helping out area charities and getting involved in worthy causes. At the Hurricanes, we partner with quality companies and quality people. And that's why Diamonds Direct Crabtree was chosen. So join me in celebrating as we welcome Diamonds Direct Crabtree as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming Steakhouse.
Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, visit ourlocaldeal.com. 2, enter your email address. And 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit ourlocaldeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit DurhamTech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Call ahead and take home a Dickie's Family Pack tonight. Select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides, all good. Dickie's Barbecue Pit, between Chapel Hill and Durham, up Mount Moriah Road. Well, it's going to be kind of a cloudy, muggy weekend. Today, mostly cloudy, 50-50 chance of rain, high today about 90 degrees. Tonight, still big chance of rain with a low in the low 70s, and the weather will be the same all weekend long.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill.